continue to bring you the happy stories that come out of the coronavirus pandemic. We've got a lot this morning. If you need help, just ask. A new survey asked 6,000 Americans if they would be willing to go grocery shopping for a neighbor or friend who is high risk and can't go out. And of the people who aren't high risk, 86% said yes. It's amazing how kind people get all of a sudden.
Right.
In Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on the Christ the Redeemer statue. We know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool, right? There's a guy in Australia whose dad passed away a while back, and for decades he liked to hoard toilet paper for some reason. Now the son has given it all away. He said he would have wanted me to give them out to people in need.
So random. I've heard of hoarding, but never like toilet paper. Until now.
Speaking of, businesses all across the country have been handing out toilet paper to people who need it because nobody's going to work. They don't need that toilet paper at the office.
Ah, true.
They're giving it out. Three little old ladies in the UK are riding out the crisis together in one of their apartments. Now people are comparing them to the Golden Girls. They did a great interview and said they'll be fine because what? They have Netflix and plenty of wine.
We're in Carol's at the moment. Dottie's got a lovely long back garden, which would be great for exercising.
Yeah. Really.
Then to the other, we've done.
Mine has as well.
Oh, yours has. Yeah, Jane, I've got no garden, but I've got Netflix, so we could watch The Crown.
Again.
I think I'm the winner.
I love it.
We'll have a supply of wine and cheers.
Of course, they're going to be watching The Crown, right?
Yeah.
A woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day, and her entire family showed up at her window to sing happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, dear Blue. Happy birthday to you.
Love you, Grandpa. She doesn't usually cry, but she did. So she's just thrilled to see everybody, and she's lived a good, long life.
Happy birthday.
A woman in Rhode Island had to cancel her trip to Disney World, so she used Disney books and props to create her own Festival of Fantasy parade, posted the video on Twitter. In one day, 1,000 nurses and doctors in New York came out of retirement or private practice to help treat people at hospitals and fight the outbreak. Here's something educational for your kids to do while they're at home all day. Zoos and aquariums all over the world are now offering free live streams of their animals.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
One in Australia has live streams of penguins, lions, giraffes, and a baby snow leopard. I still love the story about the John G. Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. Because nobody's going there.
Yeah.
They're just letting the penguins roam free.
I mean, that really put a smile on your face, yeah. 100%.
And finally, I love this story. There is a company called Young Investment, which owns a bunch of buildings in Arkansas with restaurants in them. And they just said that they are not charging rent next month. They said, okay, look, we're not going to charge rent. So here's what we'd like for you to do. Take the money and pay your staff instead. They said, stay strong. We will get through this together.
Awesome.
Can I add a story to the happy story that
happened
here in Texas?
Yes.
I just thought, so last week in the Dallas area, it was pouring rain, and one of my girlfriends is at home with three children, and one of her kids was recently in the ICU with lung problems, so they're very nervous of corona attacking your lungs. And so she posted a bunch of pictures throughout the day. They were doing all the normal things everybody was doing, and then it started raining, and she said she just sat on her porch and just started crying. Like, it hit her when it was raining, just crying and crying. And then the rain stopped, and a big rainbow just appeared over the whole city. And I saw so many people posting pictures of that rainbow from different, you know, areas of the city. And it was just such a moment of like, we are in this together.
That's awesome.
Or also because it just rained, but whatever.
I get it. It's a sign.
There's something magical when you see a rainbow and this was a double rainbow. So
that's magical. I can't tell you the last time I've seen a rainbow.
Oh,
and it's been raining in Austin.
Last week when I was at a World Can Harry's.
But you couldn't go out last week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's 2 weeks ago. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7.